TK and Slats on this Friday edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. We're chatting with Glenn McGrath as our special guest. And just before the 8 o'clock news with Maddie, I said, I wonder whatever happened to the Glenn McGrath tomato sauce.
Well, it just didn't sell.
Mate, oh, come on. I had it. The Kennedy household had it in their fridge, and we are experts on tomato sauce. Yeah, I remember the sauce. Oh, my God. The roads are slippery. Crisco from Willoughby. A cowboy from hell has also texted in. Hickory sauce. I love the big bouncer. Great work, TK. Cowboy from hell. Everyone is still saying they've got a... I have a bottle of Glenn McGrath sauce in my freezer. How much will he pay me to get it back? Laugh out loud. Heffo from Carringbah. The great man joins us on the line, Slats.
Here he is. Ooh, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
They were the glory days,
the sauce,
mate.
What, tomato sauce, was it?
Yeah, no, hickory sauce, tomato sauce.
Sure, show I can hear what he's
big
saying.
Big bouncer.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, so it was a hickory barbecue sauce. There was the... Two tops was the standard delivery and the big bouncer. The big bouncer had a bit more chili and a bit more bite to it. It's funny, everywhere I, even now, I go, people keep asking me where they can get it from. It hasn't been out for 20 years, so I'd like to bring it back out, but...
Come on!
We'll see what the future holds.
I know, mate. It was a deal. You were paid to put your name to it, but how about you can go into production...
Correct.
Oh, I'd love to, but I don't have the recipe. So,
yeah,
getting that
exactly back, right.
Well, that's a problem.
All right, we know your prediction for the Ashes. We'll just hear you say it.
Yeah, well, it'd be rude of me not to say 5-0. You know, I think the boys are due to have a clean sweep, so looking forward to it.
No reason why they won't.
They're back on home soil, so...
Yeah. You know, how do you assess what's been going on, mate? Obviously, you're watching from afar. How do you feel the team? Well, we know they've not performed great in Asia, but how do you see the balance of the team currently?
Yeah, no, it's sort of, I think history shows that we've never been great performers in the subcontinent. And unfortunately, I think the Indian series was a little bit better this time. And then we've got the, you know, Bangladesh didn't go to plan and the one day is recently in India. So, it's tough to assess how they're going. I think back home, back here on home soil, they'll be a lot different. Our bowlers are looking good. You know, with Mitchell Starc coming back, if he's back in top form, that's a massive plus for the Aussie team. And you know, with Josh Hazlewood, hopefully not too far away, and Pat Cummins, it looks a strong, fast bowling attack. You know, Nathan Lyon's been doing well, so it's up to the bat. Always up to the batsman though, isn't it?
Yeah,
to actually do the job.
Well. How lucky were you when you played?
Oh,
okay. I was very lucky.
When did the batsman not do the job for you?
Most of the time. You know, I didn't have to do too much work with the bat.
No, you got that 50.
God.
You got that 50, mate. It was brilliant. You're a better left-hander than right,
but,
though.
But Glenn, you're right. Look, we've been saying it in recent times. The bowlers, I mean, that's an impressive trio. From any country, that stacks up anywhere. Hazlewood, Cummins, Starc at their best, right? And quick as well.
No, exactly. And if you've got those three guys bowling well, bowling quick, unsettling the other team, it actually gives the Australian team more confidence. If the batsmen, you know, Smith, Warner, Hanscom, those guys, a lot more confidence as well. And
sure.
So it's a big plus if you've got those three quicks bowling well.
It's interesting... Pidgey, I mean, you guys and Warnie at the other end at times, I never really thought about it. I mean, obviously, you know, you have to get 20 wickets to win a test match. But I never thought too much about that because of the opportunities you always created. If a dud in the field like me put a catch down, I knew very quickly there'd be another opportunity. But it's been a definite focus, hasn't it, for a while? The 20 wickets has been difficult sometimes.
Yeah, well, they say you need to take 20 wickets to win matches. There's a saying, Schlatz, and I'm sure you'd agree with me, that bowlers win matches, batsmen can only save them. So, no, you're right. You've got to take 20 wickets, but you still have to get out there and score the runs. And I think that's where we've lacked a little bit of late. And, you know, we've still got some quality players there. I mentioned Smith and Warner.
Of course.
Those guys really need to fire. And Hanscom has had a great introduction to you know, international cricket, but I think the other luxury that we had was Gilly coming in at number 7.
Oh.
You know, it's not many other teams had that or have ever had that.
No.
you know, it's a bit of a gap, the number 6-7 position as well. So it'll be interesting to see who fills those shoes.
Yeah, well, I think the fact if he played now, he would be number 6. And he never batted above 7, which was saying a lot about
or three.
The top 6 then. Who do you want to see at number 6? This all-rounder they've pursued or just the best batter at number 6?
Yeah, it's tough. I think if we've got the three quicks bowling well, got Lino coming in, I think that's plenty to take 20 wickets. So I'd rather see strengthen our batting lineup, get a batsman doing the business in there. Or if you've got a quality all-rounder, happy days. If you're trying to sort of, you know, get two bit players out of one player,
yeah,
you're going to struggle, and that's where I think the issue is. So that's why they always wanted to go for that all-rounder, because they haven't had faith that we can take 20 wickets and hoping to get a bit more at it, you know, with the bat. So if you've got the bowlers bowling well, confident, then you can carry the extra batsman, which strengthens the batting lineup.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Glenn McGrath. Now, Glenn, tell us about this. You and your wife, Sarah, are going to be going to New York to run in the New York Marathon. But
wow.
Before that, mate, you've got this Jock Athletic Running Festival, which is on, it's October 29. So what's that? Well, it's not only 1 week
Sunday
away.
Week.
Only one
yeah.
week away.
No, it is Sunday week. So, yeah, Jock and Slats would know Jock quite well. Jock and Mel. Two locals down here in the Shire, and they've put on their running festival for 11 years now. And they've got three, they put it on to support the McGrath Foundation. They have the J. McGrath Classic, which is a 2.5K fun run along the sand. Fun and run really shouldn't go together too often, should they?
But, no.
And then they've got the Wander Extreme, which is 6Ks in the Sandhills. The Sandhills down here at Cronulla are, you know, they're amazing. They're not much fun, but
they're brutal.
But beautiful part of the world. And then the Laura's Bolt Corporate Dash, which is a 400 metre relay, which I'm participating in. So it's so that one I'm being auctioned off apparently. So good luck to the people that get me running 400 metres. But you know, Jock Athletic, Jock and Mel Campbell have been big supporters of the foundation. You know, they're good mates of ours, and yeah. They've good been stuff. Putting this on for a long time, and it goes extremely well down here. So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And then the marathon. Who ever thought we'd do a marathon?
Yeah. But, where's that come from?
Sarah thought it'd be a good idea. My wife, we got some tickets through the foundation to go. And, and we thought that was where the concept first started. And then we went through New Balance, through my manager, and who are the sponsors of the event over there, and we got our tickets outside the foundation, not to take it away from some people who wanted to support us. So, so we've been training, we're preparing for that. So we've done the City to Surf.
Yeah,
we did the Blackmore Sydney Running Festival half marathon the other day.
How'd you go?
We got through. I was impressed. Sarah's not really a runner. Why she wanted to do, I don't know, but she actually ran the full 21Ks, and we did it well. So 42.
Oh, well done, mate.
Further, but really looking forward to it. But just back to the Jock Athletic, the running festival down here. If you want to register and take part of it, jump on the Jock Athletic website. You can register, come down there. I'll be down there, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
and
it is
have you
brilliant,
as part of the relay, your relay, which is a great opportunity for
Never
a,
thought
a
I'd ever hear you say you're going to run a marathon. In fact, I don't think you want to. It just shows that you have no say in your relationship, basically.
Well, Sarah says it's a great way for couples to spend time together, you know, away from the kids, just out by yourself. And actually, we've been enjoying it.
Yeah, it is.
My little thing that I thought about just run up to me now. So
that's it, mate.
About spending time with the family, but also having fun as a couple. And we've been enjoying the running.
Yeah, I tell you what, it also says that in the aftermath of all your cricket, Pidgey, your body's hung in there, which is great.
Yeah, no, I jump up out of bed in the morning, no aches, no pains, no niggles.
Yeah.
So I'm one of the lucky ones. Imagine if I'd put in when I played.
Well, we often said that.
Yeah. When Karen and I want to spend time together, we go down to the tab. But, you know.
No, but there is a saying, play together, stay together.
Oh, okay.
Or it might be train together, stay. Anyway, I'll go with play.
Punt together, stay together.
Yeah. Hey, well, that works.
Hey, Glenn, we're getting all this feedback too. They want you. They're desperate for you to get the tomato sauce back on the shelves, all right? Bring back pigeon. Bring back the sauce. perfect with bacon sandwiches.
Everyone loved it, so I'm doing my best to get it back.
All right, and before we let you go, mate, I'd like to get an update on your foundation and how many breast care nurses are out there now, because we all go pink for that Sydney test. It's the spectacle of the season for me. It's brilliant. So where are we at?
Yeah, no, the support for the foundation's been absolutely incredible. We're sitting at 118 nurses.
Good stuff.
Right across this great country of ours. They've supported more than 56,000 individuals and families, and just hearing those numbers blows me away. It's the 11th year, the 10th anniversary, I'll get it right, 10th anniversary of the Sydney Pink Test this year, which is, again, absolutely amazing. So, yeah, the support for Australia has been brilliant. We've come a long way in a short space of time. We still have a bit of a way to go to ensure every family, every person going through breast cancer has access to a breast care nurse where they live. That's what's important to us. That's what's driving us. Yeah. We're about 79 shy of covering the whole country at the moment. Like I said, the support's been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, mate, it's stunning what you're doing, and I can't imagine the emotion that must flood every Sydney Test match, but you should be so proud, and everyone involved. Yeah, Tracy Bevan's been there the whole time, and thanks for your time, mate. We wish you well. Just run hard, Forrest Gump.
Oh, we won't be running hard. We'll be running long.
Yeah, good on you, Glenn. But,
no, thanks, guys. Great to chat.
All right. Yeah, it is, mate. Great to catch up over the phone. We'll have a mineral water soon with Glenn McGrath. So just to, it's first up, the Jock Athletic Running Festival. And just to give someone a background, Jock Campbell is his name. He was our strength and conditioning coach in the Aussie cricket team. So you have a love-hate relationship with these guys because they're good blokes, but they inflict pain. And Jock, is terrific. So
just call the website up and you can get involved, jockathletic.com. jockathletic.com. Go to that website and get involved for another great cause with Glenn McGrath. Always enjoyed our chat. And look, I've been criticised. Geez, you don't have to do too much wrong to cop it on this show. Mm. This bloke's launched into me because I've said tomato sauce I kept in the fridge.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest. Glenn's sauce I did keep in the fridge when we had it. Mm. I actually keep the one in the plastic tube thing. Mm. I keep that in the pantry.
Yeah, but it's one of those debates, isn't it? Yeah. Some people go fridge, go pantry. It's like toilet paper, on the outside or the inside.
You call yourself a tomato sauce expert and you say you kept it in the fridge. That's just wrong. Okay. But then again, you don't get much right. Rocket.
But it doesn't go off. It doesn't go off, does it, if it's at...
Jeez, it's not hard to cop a serve here, is it? What about Dave Stanley? Please, can't do anything right.